The clouds are clearing as our Cessna 210 leaves the ground. It's a smooth takeoff, and right away, snow-capped peaks come into view.
We are coming up on the Crystal River Valley here.
Inside the small plane, I'm sandwiched between Roaring Fork Valley residents opposed to oil and gas drilling in the Thompson Divide. The plane heads toward the Divide, an area southwest of Carbondale where energy companies have purchased still undeveloped leases to drill.
The problem is that development is not compatible with the jobs and the existing uses in this area.
Back on the ground, Zane Kessler of the Thompson Divide Coalition explains why his group opposes energy development in this remote area. Right now, the BLM and Forest Service are reviewing plans that could impact the future of gas development here. U.S. Senator Michael Bennett is also sponsoring legislation that would protect 180,000 acres of the divide. Kessler says it's less acreage than initially proposed.
And we recognize that we're not going to get everything we want, and we were perfectly happy when Senator Bennett said, you know, he was not going to include Mesa or Delta counties in the boundary.
In some communities on the western slope, there's broader support for future drilling in the Thompson Divide. In towns like Carbondale, a majority opinion is to keep energy development out. The debate has raged for years, and any resolution remains possibly years away.
We literally have the entire Thompson Divide in our backyard.
Jim Hawkins is a homeowner just outside Glenwood Springs. He and his wife run a bed and breakfast.
It's very important to us how things go with this. Our lodging business of 17 years would be completely devastated by Four-mile road being a haul route.
The Garfield County Commissioners made a policy decision to keep oil and gas traffic off of Four-mile road, a road that's not built to handle heavy loads. Still, County Manager Andrew Gorgay says enforcement would be difficult. Hawkins is convinced if gas development comes to the divide, his B&B would go under.
If by some chance anybody wanted to stay there, they certainly don't want to go on up the road to go skiing in a gas field, or to go hiking or snowmobiling or whatever, you know, because certainly many of our guests definitely use that area.
Jeff Beer also owns lodging near the contested area. He's farther south in Redstone. Beer's convinced drilling in areas where his guests like to recreate would make a visit to his business less desirable.
And there's some backcountry skiing back there, so it's not as popular as Aspen, and that's what makes it so valuable in my mind. And, of course, our income is directly associated with people being able to use that and enjoy what they come up out of the metropolitan areas to get away from.
Today's flight over the Thompson Divide and over active drilling sites nearby only strengthens Hawkins and Beer's anti-drilling sentiment. During public meetings last spring, the BLM heard loud and clear from communities like DeBeck and Parachute not to cancel 65 oil and gas leases up for review. 25 of those are in the Thompson Divide. At issue for those who support development are the jobs created by the industry. Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.